Atheism is a belief. In the same way, to a point, that religion contains belief. In that, I mean, I'm an atheist and I'm not religious and I'm not superstitious and I don't believe in anything supernatural, but I'm an atheist. So as an atheist, I believe there is no God. Now, the point here is I have no more evidence for believing that there's no God than somebody who's, say, a Christian has for proving that there is God. We neither of us have any evidence. I can't disprove the fact that there is God in the same way that you as a Christian, although you'd argue you have faith, but beyond that, you as a Christian cannot prove that there is a God. It's just what we personally believe. Nothing beyond that can never be demonstrated. Now, you may argue then that, well, atheism is worthless. You know, I can say you can't prove anything you say. Well, yes, but you can make that same argument of religion in that they don't operate in the world in which evidence is required. They operate in a world where what we think dictates what we believe. And as I pointed out to you in the first lesson, we believe a lot of things that are completely wrong in the face of evidence. We believe all time, we believe time is sequential, wrong. We believe time travel is impossible, wrong. We believe that when the sun is on the horizon, it's about to set, wrong. We believe a triangle always has three angles, wrong. All of these things we believe, but they're all wrong. But we believe them anyway. And we believe them because we make lots of choices and decisions about how we view the world to make us feel better. It's just the way of things. And that's essentially what we do. Now, atheism then is a belief. I believe that there is no God. Christians believe there is a God. Hindus believe there are many gods, or there are many facets of one God. Okay, all belief.